All right, everyone. Today is Monday, February 4th, 2008. I am on a short vacation, but the vacation is over for the Apple II podcast. Aloha and welcome to A2 Unplugged, the Apple II podcast brought to you by A2Central.com, your total source for Apple II computing. Visit them on the web at www.A2Central.com. By JuiceGS, the world's premier Apple II publication. Visit them on the web at www.juice.gs. And by listeners like you. Thanks for your donations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. This is Ryan Suinaga. You are listening to A2 Unplugged with a slightly different opening. The Apple II podcast coming to you live from beautiful Kaneohe, Hawaii. You can find our website over at www.a2unplugged.com. If you'd like to reach us by email, that address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. And if you'd like to leave a message via voicemail, the number for that is 808-218-2737. We have a little bit of listener email this episode, as well as more voicemail from Rocky. So let's go ahead and delve into listener email. Rob wrote in twice. Rob first writes, if you're looking for the books on Opus 2, you can find them in the documentation directories. If you're like me, you didn't realize that LTP meant learn to program. I thought it was some TLA, three-letter acronym, that I didn't know yet. For those that notice that the documentation is all numbered, Learn to Program in Pascal is GS-17, Learn to Program in C is GS-19, Learn to Program in GSoft Basic is GS-27. The great ByteWorks manuals themselves do a great job of getting through the hard parts of getting the tools to work. Thanks again for an awesome podcast. I didn't even know they were there. That's from Rob. Rob, I'm hoping that that helps you out in terms of your education as an Apple II programmer. Rob also writes, happy birthday, Ryan. Well, thanks, Rob. I'm old now. I was old before. But thank you very much for your well wishes. And we also got an email from, I'm not quite sure if this is pronounced Alan or Elaine. Thank you for providing such an interesting podcast and website. I appreciate your work and effort for the community. I'm a longtime fan of the Apple II. I started in 1986 with the Apple II GS that my parents bought as a Christmas gift. My friends were all jealous at the time. I don't have it anymore, but I use Sweet 16 on my MacBook Pro. I started programming on my 2GS by that time and never looked back as to what I would do in my life. I own a little company called Ariansoft, www.ariansoft.ca, and work daytime as a programmer for an EDI consulting company. I just bought Opus 2 and plan to go back to coding on the 2GS and 2. I have a request for an interview. I'm a huge fan of Mike Westerfield of ByteWorks and would love to hear about him, what he does today, and how it was at the time developing the Orca series of compilers, etc. I am working in the same field, compilers, these days, and I'm very interested to hear from the pros. Well, I have not had contact with Mike in quite some time. He's always been pretty amenable to interviews. On the other hand, I'm not quite sure what more could be covered in an interview with Mike that hasn't been covered already. I believe the most recent interview he gave was to JuiceGS Magazine, probably about a year to year and a half ago. Ken, if you are listening in, maybe you can chime in with which issue that would be. Now let's get on to voicemail from our favorite serial caller, Rocky.
Hey, yo, this is Rocky again, and all. I was extremely busy making Rambles 4 lately. Yeah, but I'm getting back to you, know, feeding the turtles. Did you see this new one I got named Logo? He was a smart kitten. But I was wondering if you guys could, over there could talk about the Tower of Myra going for the Apple II GS. That would make my life a lot easier. And, maybe you could speak on that Apple II Go widget. You know, Apple II Go, the one that might be ported to the iPhone. You could hit up that DOS 3.2 right from the phone, you know?
going up at the social media town, huh?
I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
Thank you, Rocky. Long time no hear. I am sorry, but I have no experience with either Tower of Myraglen, I think that's how it's pronounced, nor Apple II Go. I don't game. Anyone who knows me well will tell you Ryan doesn't game. And I don't run widgets. However, I do have an iPod Touch, so if Apple II Go becomes available on the iPod Touch and the iPhone, I will certainly check that out. Now, on to our topic of discussion that we have put off for a few weeks. We are going to continue discussing Apple IIgs programming with a Toolbox Primer. That's going to be our subject for this week. Now, most folks who aspire to program the Apple IIgs say that they want to program with a toolbox. And for many of them, toolbox programming is synonymous with programming a graphical user interface or a GUI. This is your typical mouse and Windows and menu bar driven interface that you will see on computers like the Macintosh, on computers that run the Windows operating system, and of course the Apple IIgs. While you certainly can use a toolbox to program these things on the Apple IIgs, toolbox programming isn't necessarily programming graphically. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. Once you've decided that toolbox programming is what you want to do, I would go ahead and assemble my documentation. You will need Toolbox References Volumes 1, 2, and 3, as well as the Programmer's Guides to System 6.0 and System 6.0.1. You may also want to get a copy of the GSOS reference if you are going to do much disk access. So, for Toolbox Programmers References Volumes 1, 2, and 3, you can get those from Syndicom or on the used market. Same for the GSOS reference. For the Programmers References for System 6.0 and System 6.0.1, they are available on Opus 2. Do you notice a theme here? Do you wonder why I keep recommending Opus 2? You will probably also want to have some kind of hexadecimal calculator. You may want to use a web-based one, or you may want to have an actual physical one. Personally, I do use a web-based hexadecimal as well as binary calculator to help me with my calculations. You have these parts of documentation. You have your calculator, you have your computer, you have your programming environment, which I presume is the Orca shell or the Prism desktop environment. You have those things, you have your documentation, you have your calculator, you have your programming courses. You are mostly ready to rock and roll. However, you really need to start psyching yourself up to do this. Programming the toolbox can be very intimidating. One of the things that you want to remember is that all the toolbox is a set of routines to help make your programming a little bit easier. That's all you need to know to be less intimidated. You could do a lot of things manually by yourself, but you probably don't want to do that because somebody else has decided to make it a whole lot easier for you by giving you some routines that can do whatever it is that you want to have done. For instance, you could draw your own menu bar. You could easily do that. Well, maybe not so easily. But you can also have a routine that goes ahead and builds a menu bar for you. It's about 8 lines of code, and it's pretty simple to do that way. It is certainly a lot easier than building your own menu bar. You could also do things like track the mouse all by yourself. But honestly, you probably don't want to do that, because the 2GS toolbox makes it a lot easier to track the mouse. Now, there are times you may not want to use a tool for whatever reason that may be. I don't know why. But if you decide not to, you can go ahead and circumvent it. But all the toolbox is designed to do is make your life easier. That said, there's a lot of different tools that you have available to you. Well over 50 different ones. Most of these tools, almost all of them, not quite all of them, are tools that were provided by Apple Computer Incorporated, back when they were called Apple Computer Incorporated instead of Apple Incorporated. There are a few user-designed tools out there that have made its way into the toolbox. Probably the best known of these is TCPIP, which is Marinetti, programmed by Richard Bennett Forrest. There is a hash tool set that's designed to make some, I guess you would call encryption, although I'm not quite sure that that's quite accurate, written by Jeff Weiss. There's also the Talking Tools tool set from ByteWorks, which is available on Opus 2 and from Syndicom. At least I believe it's available on Opus 2. Those are all tools that are not quite what you get from Apple, but they're tools nonetheless, and they are used very much the same way. So that's your toolbox primer. As weeks go on, we will look into things a little bit more. We will start to look in particular at the toolbox programming in Pascal text and talk about some of the things that are in there that can help you figure out your Apple 2GS desktop programming. In fact, starting next week, we are going to go ahead and take a look at that text on this podcast. And that's our episode for this week. I apologize that we've not been quite on our weekly schedule. I was a little burnt out, not necessarily on this, but been having not the best time. So took a little bit of time off, but we are back now. In any case, if you would like to try and reach us, our email address is a2unplugged@gmail.com. Our website is www.a2unplugged.com. And our voicemail hotline is 808-218-2737. Ma'alama pono, ahui ho. Thanks everyone for listening. We will continue on our topic of Apple 2GS programming using the toolbox starting again next week. Take care everyone. Aloha and good night.